Commentator Deborah Jarvis is a chaplain at cancer clinics, so she's used to talking to patients about issues of life and death. But she found that when she ministered to the medical staff, everyone was surprised by what they had to say about their own mortality.
The nurses were having a hard time talking with their patients about terminal illness, spirituality, and death. The charge nurse said, "I don't know what to say. I just run out of the room." She was the first in an avalanche of oncology nurses who came to me. So I offered to facilitate a group discussion about how to talk with their patients about death. I knew that until they explored their own feelings about it, they couldn't be comfortable talking with their patients. The most surprising discussion happened when I raised the questions, "Is cancer the worst kind of death?" and "If you had to die now, how would you like to die?" "Before this group, I would have said that cancer is the worst," one said quietly. "But after really thinking and talking about it, which I never allowed myself to do, I see that cancer can give you time to say goodbye, thank you, I love you. It gives your family some time to get used to the fact that you are going to die." "Oh, that is so true," another said. "Sudden death is horrible for your family. My brother died suddenly, and it was so unbelievable. I kept waiting for him to call me or send me a damn postcard. It took me a year to really get that he was dead. Then I started grieving. So I would pick cancer." Still another said, "I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I choose cancer too. My big fear was pain, but I know from experience that we can control most cancer pain with medication." Everyone leaned forward when the last nurse spoke. She had had cancer and chemotherapy. "The thing about having any life-threatening illness is that you find out what is really important, who is there for you, who isn't. Cancer can do that for you. Maybe because it's familiar to me, I would choose cancer." No one chose death by murder or car accident, too violent. A house fire, too painful. Drowning, too scary. 40 oncology nurses have gone through this program so far. 80% chose cancer as how they would like to die. The other 20%? The old standby. They want to die in their sleep, with the house clean, the laundry done, and the refrigerator full.
Deborah Jarvis is a chaplain at cancer clinics in Seattle.
All Things Considered is a production of NPR News, which is solely responsible for its content. Find out about the music you hear on All Things Considered, visit All Songs Considered, NPR's online music show at npr.org. This is NPR.